Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with Dr. Chris Smith and with Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one of this podcast, we heard how bacteria and viruses can make us ill. But now let's find out how we fight them off.
Well, luckily we have an immune system that protects us from pathogens, and without it, we couldn't survive at all, as the smallest infection would kill us.
So how does the immune system actually work?
Well, the first way your body protects itself is through passive immunity. So the aim of this is to stop nasty things getting into your body in the first place. You have the barrier of your skin, you have mucus and cilia, these are little cellular hairs in your respiratory system, and you have acid in your stomach and enzymes in your tears, and these all protect you.
But clearly they don't work that well because we still catch things. So what happens when we do get something?
Well, then you get the second line of defence, and this is active immunity. And there's a really key role for white blood cells in this.
And what do they do?
Well, white blood cells are really amazing things. They can sort of ingest pathogens, engulfing them and destroying them. And they produce antibodies which destroy pathogens, as well as antitoxins, which can actually neutralise those nasty toxins made by bacteria.
Well, that sounds really clever. So can all our white blood cells do that?
Well, no, we have several different types of white blood cells and they have different roles to play. But you can broadly divide them into two groups, and that's phagocytes or macrophages and lymphocytes.
So looking at the phagocytes first, what do they do?
Well, these cells patrol the body, moving around in the bloodstream and then squeezing out into the surrounding tissues. And they either ingest and absorb pathogens or toxins or release enzymes that destroy them. And they can also send out chemical messages that alert nearby lymphocytes to produce antibodies to get rid of the infection.
And talking about those lymphocytes, they can produce antibodies. How do they do that?
Well, our immune system recognises things that are foreign.
You mean like France and Germany?
No. I mean molecules that aren't normally found in our bodies. So pathogens contain foreign molecules, which are called antigens. And each lymphocyte carries a specific type of antibody, which is a protein that fits a specific antigen, like a lock fitting a key. So when a lymphocyte recognises that antigen, it gets activated, ta-da, makes many copies of that specific antibody, and these neutralise the pathogen.
So how does that actually work, though?
Well, antibodies recognise and stick to the pathogens, damaging or destroying them. And they can also coat pathogens like bacteria, making them clump together so they can be taken up more easily by phagocytes. Or they can stick to pathogens and release chemical messages that attract more phagocytes. And a final trick is that lymphocytes can also make antitoxins, which stick to the bacterial toxins and neutralise them.
But are there any other ways to protect us from the kinds of diseases that you've been talking about?
Well, one really good way of doing this is vaccination, which has actually been around since Edward Jenner first tried vaccinating people against smallpox way back in 1796.
And how does that work?
Well, to start with, you need a vaccine, which is normally put into the body by an injection or through the mouth, so through a tablet or something. And this is usually a weak, inactive or dead version of a pathogen.
And how do you get your pathogen into the weak, inactive or dead form to use like that?
Well, you can either make them from live pathogens that have been specially treated to make them harmless, or you can actually use small fragments of pathogens. You can use the toxins made by the pathogen itself, or, as I mentioned, just dead ones.
And why does that actually help to protect us?
Well, the harmless pathogens in the vaccine act as antigens, so they fire up the immune system to produce antibodies against the pathogen. So when you're actually infected for real by that virus or bacteria, you're already primed and ready to tackle it.
And how many vaccines would you need then to give yourself adequate protection?
Well, one vaccine will only protect you against one disease because each vaccine is only based on one pathogen. But sometimes different vaccines are given at the same time. So we have the MMR triple vaccine, which is against measles, mumps and rubella. And for some vaccines, you'll only need one dose in your lifetime. But for others, such as tetanus, your immune memory can fade over time. So you do need boosters regularly.
So what happens if your immune system can't fight something off?
Well, then we have things like antibiotics, and they're quite good at treating some diseases, but they'll only work for illnesses that are caused by bacteria. They won't work for things like colds or flu that are caused by viruses. And there's various types of antibiotics, and they all work in different ways.
Well, tell us about some of them. How do they work?
Well, there's loads to choose from. So for a start, there's penicillin, and it was first discovered by Alexander Fleming in 1928 when he noticed that some bacteria that he was growing in a petri dish had been killed off by mould contaminating the dish. Now, this mould was called penicillium, and so the drug that he developed from it was called penicillin. And penicillin breaks down bacterial cell walls and destroys them. But then there's also newer drugs which can stop bacteria from making proteins, so drugs like erythromycin, neomycin and vancomycin. And then there's a drug called ciprofloxacin, which can stop bacteria from copying their DNA and stop them from multiplying.
Antibiotics sound absolutely fantastic. Are there any drawbacks to them, though?
Well, antibiotics have undoubtedly saved hundreds of thousands of lives around the world, but bacteria can become resistant to them, and this is a growing problem. And this happens because of natural selection.
So what actually is that, though? What is natural selection?
Well, if a person's got a bacterial infection, they'll have many millions and millions of bacteria inside them. And some of them will be killed off by the antibiotics and some won't. And these surviving bacteria will reproduce and make more resistant bacteria. So the infection will no longer respond to that antibiotic and you've got to try a new one. And it's really important to avoid overusing antibiotics for this reason.
Is this a big problem?
Well, we now really do have a big problem with MRSA, and that's an infection caused by methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, and you may have heard about it in the news as people can catch it in hospitals, and it is resistant to most antibiotics and it can be very difficult to treat.